What's going on, world? AJ here, bringing you yet another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. Today, what I want to cover is I just want to cover a few trends, a few ideas, a few thoughts, some of which are out of the box, some of which are tried and true, but all of them are going to inevitably put your employees first, make an impact inside of your organization, and just bring, honestly, some value today. And so this episode is probably going to be, you know, a little all over the place. I know I promised in the last episode that I would get back to the structured episodes and the overall concepts and the the organization of how I'm rolling out the content. But I lied slightly. Today is going to be another random episode. But as always, I'm going to bring you value. I'm going to bring you thoughts. I'm going to bring you perspectives. I'm going to bring you information that I know will help you make change inside of your organization today, inside of your capability of being a phenomenal and impactful leader. So idea number one, I think from a DE&I perspective, I need more organizations to do the following. I believe that there's bias in everything, but at the same time, I believe there's also truth in everything. And you're like, what are you talking about here, buddy? What I'm alluding to is I believe inside of every single organization, there's employees that feel strongly about certain experiences they've had personally, certain experiences that they see at a culture level, at a macro level, experiences that they see with other colleagues. And some of them, again, may be biased, may be very personal to them, but some of them may be objective. And I think as we think about DE&I and as we think about how we can, you know, bake DE&I into the individual experience of an employee, I think we need to have more HR teams and more organizations putting employees in the driver's seat on a quarterly basis and saying, Andrew, can you walk us through how you have been feeling around, again, feeling heard, feeling understood? Can you walk us through moments and examples where your direct manager has done a great job of making you feel heard, making you feel understood? Can you walk us through times where your manager has taken any of your considerations around how they can support you better personally and how they've acted on that? Or at a macro level, has your leader ever directly asked you, how can I support you at an individual contextual level? And if you put these employees in the driver's seat and you can try to, again, remove the fact that this individual may be upset with their leader, or if you can try to remove the fact that maybe this individual has a vendetta against the organization, right? Because many HR teams feel that there's always this divide between the HR teams and the employees. If you can get past that, which I totally understand is logical and legitimate, and I'm sure is occurring in certain situations inside of organizations. But if just for a second we can eliminate that and we can start the practice and implement the practice of just asking employees in a very personal setting, and I don't just mean doing this in a survey, but doing this with very personal interactions, having an HR representative, having someone else inside the organization that is going to, that is not biased, right? So I don't believe this should be the manager of that individual. Again, I believe this should be a member of the HR team. Maybe you appoint a person inside of your organization to scroll and roll through every single department and every single small team and every single macro team to have these conversations. But I believe that you should contextually, empathetically, emotionally, patiently have these conversations at a real authentic level with employees to understand how they are feeling about their manager, how they're feeling about their experience within the team. And I believe that data should make a bit more of an impact than it currently does inside of most organizations around whether you have a manager in a manager position. I've talked about this at exhaustion across the last 700-800 episodes, but I'm deciding to talk about it again because I believe it'll make a really, really big impact. If you can take the word, the context, the stories, the experiences of your people, of your employees, and bake that data into your decisions around how you're going to learn, how you're going to create learning and development programs, tools, investments for your people, how you're going to make the decision of keeping someone in a managerial position, how you deem someone being successful, how you allocate bonuses, how you judge if someone's being a great leader from a performance perspective for that sales team, for that product team, for that engineering, whatever it's going to be. If you can start to bake that in more, I believe that employee engagement will go up. I believe just the overall respect an employee has on an organization will go up. I believe the relationship long-term will be better between the employee and the manager. I believe you'll also be able to weed out some managers that are not ready to raise their hand and recognize and respect the responsibility of that hybrid dual role, which is the administrative and, you know, industry expertise of the role of a manager, but also the humanistic and the personal side of their responsibilities as a manager and as a leader, right? And so that's just one idea that I've wanted organizations to do a lot more of. I believe there's a lot of ways to break this concept down and really make this practical and tangible. But the overarching concept, to make this very blunt and simple for everyone listening, it's very clear for me. If you can have 3 to 5 conversations a year with employees that sit within teams of sizes 10 to 20, 10 to 50, 50 to 100, in every department across your org, and if you can take that data seriously and allow that data to make a 30 to 40% impact on how you roll out manager training, how you make decisions around who will maintain and still be a manager inside of your organization, how your organization looks at and analyzes employee engagement. If you can do all of that, I believe you'll be on your way to making a more inclusive culture, a more inclusive relationship between managers and employees. And it's inevitably an overall more, not only happy and fun and engaging and loving place to work, but a more productive business. I genuinely believe that. So that's just one idea that I think needs to be talked about a bit more. I think another thing that organizations are not thinking about enough, and we're hearing it, we're reading it from a headline perspective, but what I don't think enough organizations are spending more time and resources actually investing in is how AI can enhance employee engagement, how AI can enhance personalization as it pertains to recommendations, how it pertains to personalizing the experience an employee has inside of the organization, whether that's AI taking data and suggesting training programs, AI taking data and suggesting career paths, AI taking data and suggesting, job rotations, things that we talked about in the previous episode as it pertains to figuring out what different types of roles and programs someone can be involved in as they're having a potential shift in heart of a role, or maybe they're not succeeding in a role and you want to do a bit of internal mobility. I believe AI should be more involved when trying to go through the process of aligning teams, which I think should happen on a yearly basis, right? That's a sidebar, and I'll just go there for a minute. I think organizations should always spend at least once a year asking themselves, do we have the best alignment in the following sectors? Our communication, our systems, our processes, the expectations that we have at an individual level, at a team level, at a department level, at an org level. Pretty much, to make it blunt, is everyone on the same page, right? Are we all on the same page? Are we all moving to the same beat? Now, obviously, there's different moments within that beat, right? There's different patterns, there's different rhythms, there's different processes, there's different experiences. But at the macro level, is everyone moving at the same beat, at the same base, at the same chord? Is that happening? It's like a beautiful choir, right? And I just don't think organizations are asking themselves that. And they could be using AI to analyze data faster around that. I've been on this kick 2 years previous and prior with Almost Insight and some of the work that we were doing and trying to push out. And I believe the world is finally waking up to realize the importance of how AI can genuinely be used to do some really cool things. What else we have? I think HR is going to be getting more involved and teaching and coaching individual managers of how they can be better at climate change and adaption and change management within teams and organizations. I think that's a big thing. I think each department has a lot of things changing: priorities, expectations, KPIs, things that are going to inevitably shift and mold and change. And I think managers, right, that lead teams of 5 to 7 to 12 are horrible at scale, at communicating that change, at supporting that change, at making sure they're utilizing their own skill sets as well as tools to analyze if they have the best skills on the current team to adopt and appreciate and experience the change I think a lot of managers just fail at that. And frankly, you know, I'll lean into Cameron Harold's perspective, who always believes that the reason why people are bad at hiring is because no one's ever been trained on hiring. I think people are bad at change management communication, change management, creating better change management experiences, better change management processes, better at change management, just the way that it overall hits the employee at an individual level. I think managers are horrible at it because no one's teaching managers how to be better at it. No one's putting managers and expecting them to be top level, high level, A1 as it pertains to change management. I think that's not an expectation. I think that's not even a question throughout interviews when you're trying to bring new leaders into the organization. I think this is never a conversation internally when you're trying to assess and judge and measure if someone should maintain and sustain and still be a manager. I think a lot of this is not happening. And so I think when it's not happening and you're having problems, you have to assess. And so that's another just crazy idea that I have. And I think finally, another concept that is not discussed more is personalizing the employee review systems. I think there needs to be one way to personalize, you know, an employee review system by tailoring and understanding the different job roles and the responsibilities to each employee, understanding the different times inside of that department. Right. And when you're going through personalizing and understanding an employee's production and how they've been in a quarter, you have to contextualize that. You have to personalize that to the employee's life, to the employee's resources, to how the employee navigates and works and thinks about their role, to how, you know, previously the employee's been successful or lack thereof. I think employee reviews from a performance perspective are done too uniform. And I know that's actually very counterintuitive to a lot of thoughts in the DEI world where everything needs to be uniformed, everything needs to be equitable. But I would say as we think about employee reviews, each is different. Like if you're reviewing a sales team of five individuals, the way you review and analyze someone that just joined the team 3 months ago is going to be extremely different than the expectations and the way that you analyze and the energy in which you come to the conversation with someone that's been a part of the team 2.5 years and has had moments where they've been the best salesperson in the entire company. And now they're falling off and having a bit of an issue, right? So those are two different types of things. But I think what we can uniform and what we can keep consistent is the fact that we need to bake personalized empathy into those moments, right? And I think enough managers are not doing that, right? And so I think these are just a bunch of random ideas, concepts that are not foreign to companies, that are not, they should not be foreign to your ears here. But I will say it should be a reminder for you to take personalization seriously, take AI seriously, take DEI seriously, and take these things to heart and really try to find ways to make these elements, these attributes and these concepts and these technologies and resources inside of your organization, make them an expectation, make them how you hire, fire, promote, adjust, change employees inside of your company, and allow these tools and these frameworks and these concepts to be the backbone of how you sustain high levels of culture, how you sustain positivity, how you sustain happiness. And if you can do that, I think the company will be much more productive, profitable, successful, and just frankly, a more fun place to work. But I will get back to the regular, scheduled programming of the consistency of the different episodes and the concepts and having them in certain sections. I apologize for things being a little bit off. We will definitely get back to that. But in the meantime, I wanted to still give you some value. I wanted to drop a few knowledge bombs and I wanted to get you all thinking. And I think that's the last thing I'll finally say. This podcast, if anyone's listening for the first time, is really built on new ideas, really built on reflection, really built on getting you to this podcast is built to allow you to have aha moments, to allow you to have moments where you're like, you know what? Yeah, he's right. This is something that I've heard. This is something that I've wanted to do. This episode that I'm listening to is that moment where I'm reminding myself that I have to take this seriously. I'm reminding myself that I have to put the work in. I'm reminding myself that these things are important. I'm reminding myself that I'm going to invest in this technology. I'm going to research some of these concepts that Anthony's been talking about. Like this episode is that. This episode is not getting down to the details where you're going to be able to listen to an episode and put something in place immediately, but this is going to spark the idea. This is going to spark the imagination. This is going to spark the motivation. This is going to spark the drive to make real change. So, as always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. I love you all. We'll talk soon.